We are going to run down in a little thing we call the weekly wrap, where we just basically start on Monday and talk about all the big news stories of the week. And this will be an interesting one because I wasn't here on Monday and didn't pay any attention to the news.
Okay, well, let me get my pad. Let me go way back to Monday, and here we go. Michael McCormack is elected as the new Deputy Prime Minister of Australia.
All right, that does ring a bell. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Okay. Malcolm Turnbull was basking in glory after meeting Donald Trump. We'll just leave it at that. Canberra mopping up after receiving 1 month of rain in one day on Sunday. So there was a lot of repair and renovation happening down in Canberra on Monday. We had the beginning of testing of the trams on Allison Road down there at Randwick, and there's a lot of drama going on with the trams, the light rail, costing blowouts, businesses really copping it. And
behind schedule, from my understanding.
That's exactly where I was going. Yeah. Like, it was supposed to be up and running now.
Was it?
Like, it's just ridiculous. Right. Yeah. They're saying it could be another 2 years. Who knows? But anyway, they are testing the trams.
Look, building a white elephant takes time. Remember the monorail?
Yeah, remember the Sydney Airport Rail Link too.
Oh, I do love that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah. And also we had the surprise, surprise, the National Rifle Association rejecting any proposals for any changes to gun control. That was way back on Monday.
All right.
On Tuesday, Donald Trump says he would have run into the Florida school himself, even if he didn't have a weapon.
Yep.
Because that's the kind of guy he is.
He really is. I mean, you can tell by his military service. Yep. Just amazing. What a dedicated hero he is.
What a guy. A Sydney man arrested over child exploitation involving sexually explicit Skype calls to an infant. They're really disgusting. Hazing rituals exposed. And misogyny in many universities in the Red Zone report. That's an issue that both sides of politics are looking at. Be interesting to see what changes are made. A Liberal MP launches an extraordinary attack on the $2.5 billion which will be spent on building two stadiums.
That's right.
What was his name? Matthew Mason Cox, who I'd never heard of before.
No, and we didn't after that ever again.
And Ms. Berejiklian consequently came out and said, no, it's money well spent. And Luke Foley came out and said, no, it's not money well spent.
Right. Then a tumbleweed rolled in front of Luke Foley and we forgot.
Pretty much so. Yeah, so that was Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Senate tried to reintroduce drug testing for welfare recipients. That's pretty much just sitting in the Senate. Woolley staff were accused of, this is terrible.
This is actually mind-blowing.
Yeah, spying on customers to encourage them to gamble more in their venues. And a lot of people weren't aware of the fact that Woolworths have the major lion's share of the pokie market in this country.
And hundreds of venues. I think I saw the number 330 different venues.
Yeah, absolutely disgusting. Tributes for Bulldogs legend Steve Folks poured in that day. Also, a really terrible police report of a man lurking in the bushes on the Bay Walk, which is a very popular walk at Lilyfield.
Yeah, very popular.
He's described as being in his 20s with sharp teeth and a tattoo on his left arm. So they're actually advising women especially to, if they are exercising, because a lot of people use that to exercise.
Walk in groups.
So hopefully that person is caught. And this sounds very familiar, but nevertheless, a new report showing a widening gap between pay bonuses for CEOs and other workers where wages are stagnant. That seems to be like every 6 months we get that report.
It's usually when we hear about what a banker just got paid.
Pretty much so. Yeah. Yesterday, Julia Bishop claimed that despite the fact that she was receiving a lot of money from taxpayers for travel and claiming it for her partner, she says she did nothing wrong because he is not her de facto or spouse.
Yeah, they don't live together and they're not married, so it's totally fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the Barnaby rule.
Really?
You don't have to mention it if you're just getting the person pregnant, oh, but aren't right. married to them.
Okay, that's how it works. Thank yeah. you for breaking that one down.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, a new report shows most Australians believe they will never own their own home and will spend a lifetime of renting, which kind of goes back to the other story.
I'll throw my hands up for that one. Yeah, yeah sure.
How did we let it get to this point?
I don't know. I don't.
Greed?
For what it's worth, I don't remember ever thinking I was going to own a home, like from my 20s onwards.
Yep. I don't know who's to blame. Years and years of governments not thinking ahead. And I think, you know, a four-letter word, greed.
Yeah.
Man stabbed to death at Tregear. They did arrest a 56-year-old man who is in police custody. And students returned to the scene of the Florida massacre where 17 were shot dead 2 weeks ago. And still, really, I was watching the meeting with Donald Trump and the various governors, and it, to me, it looks like nothing much is going to change, really.
I'm almost inclined to agree, sadly.
There have been a few, like Walmart have decided to restrict some of the weapons they sell. And there's a few tinkering at the edges, but really the gun culture's there.
I think we'll see corporate change. I don't think we'll see government change. No. And that's actually quite interesting. All of that, we didn't even mention Michaela Cash. That's Hang okay. On. Was that Wednesday? I think that was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday, Michaela Cash.
Oh.
And of course. And yeah, that was when she made threats against Bill Shorten.
Amazing stuff. And then yesterday forced to properly withdraw the comments.
Although she still is yet to apologise.
Yeah, remarkable stuff.
Okay, how could we forget Michaela Cash and that bullfight hairstyle?
All right, thank you very much.